This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 362 from Monday, April 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply higher on Monday, seeing some independent strength as chart-based positioning provided support. While Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed were higher, Malaysian palm oil was mostly lower and crude oil was down as price premiums from Middle East tensions slowly disappear. The Canadian dollar was up more than one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The July canola contract was up $18.20 per ton at $641 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all on the rise. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 1.624 million tons of corn were shipped for export during the week ended April 18th, 270,000 more than the previous week and above trade expectations. U.S. corn exports totaled 30.33 million tons so far this marketing year, 8 million more than 1 year ago. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that 17% of Argentina's corn crop has been harvested, 2 points more than last week, but well below the 5-year average of 36% at this time of year. The July corn contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.50. More than 435,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped, down 11,000 from the previous week, but at the higher end of trade estimates. Cumulative total exports this marketing year are 38.49 million tons, down from 47.05 million last year. The BAGE estimated 14% of the Argentine soybean crop is harvested, up 3 points from the week before, but down from the 36% 5-year average. The Argentine government released a crop estimate of 49.7 million tons on Thursday. The July soybean contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.77. More than 450,000 tons of U.S. wheat were exported, down from 620,000 the previous week and near the lower end of trade estimates. So far this marketing year, 16.44 million tons have been shipped, down from 17.89 million 1 year ago. Russian missiles attacked Ukraine's Pivdenyi port in southern Odessa on Friday, destroying grain storage facilities. Ukrainian railways also lifted a recent ban on grain deliveries to the Black Sea port of Chornomorsk earlier today. The USDA projects Turkey to produce 4.4 million tons of durum wheat in 2024-25, up 10% from last year, while exporting 2 million tons as well. A Russian trade group expects 1.8 million to 2 million tons of durum wheat from that country in 2024-25. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.88. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, April 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.